So I mentioned this momentum and growth earlier. Once more, that momentum and growth are the lifeblood of startups. This is probably in the top three secrets to executing well. You want a company to be winning all the time. If you ever take your foot off the gas pedal, things will spiral out of control, snowball downwards. A winning team feels good and keeps winning. A team that hasn't won in a while gets demotivated and keeps losing. So always keep momentum is this prime directive for managing a startup. If I can only tell founders one thing about how to run a company, it would be this. For most software startups, this translates to keep growing. For hardware startups, it translates to don't let your ship date slip. This is what we tell people during YC, and they usually listen and everything is good. What happens after the end of YC is that they get distracted on other things, and then growth slows down. And somehow, after that happens, people start getting unhappy and quitting, and then everything falls apart. It's hard to figure out a growth engine because most companies grow in new ways. But there is this thing about if you build a good product, it will grow. And so getting this product right at the beginning is the best way to not lose momentum later. If you do lose momentum, most founders try to get it back in the wrong way. They give these long speeches about vision for the company, and they try to rally the troops with speeches. But employees in a company where momentum has sagged don't want to hear that. You have to save the vision speeches for when the company is winning. When you're not winning, you just have to get momentum back in small wins. A board member of mine used to say that sales fix everything in a startup, and that is really true. So you figure out where you can get these small wins, and you get that done. And then you'll be amazed how all the other problems in the startup disappear. Another thing that you'll notice if you have momentum sag is that everyone starts disagreeing about what to do. Fights come out when a company loses momentum. And so a framework for that I think works is that when there's disagreement among the team about what to do, then you ask your users and you do whatever your users tell you. And you have to remind people, like, hey, stuff's not working right now. We don't actually hate each other. We just need to get back on track and everything will work. And if you just call that out, if you just acknowledge that, you'll find that things get way better.